All right, good. Okay.
Hey, so everybody. Grocery.
Oh, okay. So we've got the Branham Four Corners Shopping Center nearby. Ooh, and an HEB. I don't know. We'll see what that gives us. The HEB down a little ways here. Brenham's Dairy Bar.
Yeah, it's just called the Dairy Bar.
Oh, by the way, welcome to the Last Cast Podcast.
Welcome to the Last Cast Podcast. Thanks for sticking with us. We had a little bit of a summer hiatus. We're right in the middle of the dog days of summer.
Oh, geez. What's the temperature right now? Do we even want
to
know?
Supposed to get up to 103 today.
103? Where we are? Or like back in Austin?
That was in Austin.
Because
don't know what the temp.
Because right now it says 105 on my phone.
Jesus.
So...
Ain't no God in Mexico, ain't no way to understand.
We're not in Mexico, we are in Brenham, Texas.
That's true.
Which is near Lake Somerville, where we're going to be fishing later on.
We had an amazing trip last time. That was...
About a year ago.
About a year ago. Still in the photos. Buffalo at the Spillway. Mm. And before that, but then when Hurricane Harvey came through, we fished out there and had one of the, maybe the best bass trip we've ever had.
Yeah, right.
They were just in this flooded roadbed and all in the trees that, all that hurricane water, and they were just hitting crankbaits like nobody's business.
Yeah. And then the area where we had been fishing on previous trips to Lake Somerville, below the dam, the outlet works.
Closed.
Yeah, it was closed because Harvey had had washed out the bank, and they were doing construction in that area.
Yeah.
But it has since reopened.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that we can recreate our Buffalo on Flies experience.
Yeah, that would be great.
And then we're gonna go up to the main lake. We've got a canoe. We dragged a canoe all the way to Brenham, Texas.
Yeah.
We're gonna take the canoe up to. basically up to the main lake, and we're gonna go for all the joys up there, all the bass, striped bass, catfish. Those are the marquee fish for Somerville.
I mean, that was pretty much that. We just launched from from one of the campsites, right?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, and then when we realized that the flooded roadway was where the bass were. Basically cornering the fish.
Yeah.
Schools of shad. We got out and walked.
We waded.
Yeah, we were like we were standing on a road and we were knee deep in water.
Yeah.
And casting shad crankbaits and catching like a lot of bass.
Oh,
it was some
great time.
Great time, yeah.
Yeah. Oh no, that was really cool. That was one of those rare weird weather benefits. When usually weird weather comes through, things are muddy and horrible and you don't catch anything. This was the opposite of that.
So. And right now we are going to pull into a grocery store and we're going to get some ice because I want to keep some fish this time, which is what we don't usually do.
Correct.
And I also want to get some chicken livers because chicken livers are great for striped bass and they are great for catfish.
On the bottom, really?
What do you mean on the bottom? It's like wherever. Yeah.
No, I mean for stripers?
Yeah, I told you that like an hour ago, like an hour and a half ago.
No, I mean, I know, we didn't dig into it, but I mean,
okay, you know, right. All right, so you're expressing disbelief as like, to like convey to the listener your disbelief.
Yeah, absolutely.
Even though we've discussed this multiple times, that's why I took the... that's why I've taken chicken livers to Lake Walter Green Long, and why I've taken it to Lake Calaveras. That's why I had like a complex system of thread that I kept with me for a while.
I knew about that. I didn't know that that was a, yeah, striper just seems like a fish that would be wanting something suspended.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of times people put them on, under bobbers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
But also, like, people do catch, striper off the bottom. That is something that happens. Wow. Man, this HEB is crowded.
Yeah, it's jamming.
HEB, not a sponsor.
No.
They could be. They sponsor stuff. We are of local interest.
Yeah.
You know, we can give them cred in the fishing community, which they desperately need.
Yeah, some of that sweet HEB money would really come in handy right now.
So a little bit of, we can hang out with the Butts family.
Yeah.
All right.
You want to pause it or?
To film Ice Station Zebra.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There is no shade here.
None at all.
None whatsoever. All right, so I will go ahead and... I'm actually open up the window into the underside of the canoe.
Give it some air.
Yeah,
that's a good idea. All right. Okay, here we are, guys. We're I'm looking down into the water down there. Can't really see anything yet, but no, we got water down there.
It's like 1 cubic foot per second consistently.
It doesn't look too filthy.
From here.
Yeah, yeah, really.
Okay. And then, just remember to bring fluids. Lots and lots of fluids.
So, so I guess we'll just, I bet we'll know within about an hour whether this is worth doing or not. I mean, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, and then we could just move on, get the canoe out.
Yeah, if it's like... All right, so I'm going to bring the fly rod. Are you bringing anything other than your fly rod down?
Yeah, I'll bring the... I think maybe the light rod.
You're bringing the light rod?
Yeah, maybe try and... So if nothing else is... Or if, like, we're not having any luck with...
Flies?
The flies, then I might go target some of the gar or something.
Okay.
See if anything else pops up.
Right.
And, yeah, I'll bring the net, I think.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. Okay. So I'll bring these things. Yeah. You're taking water down, right?
Yeah, I'm gonna bring this.
Yeah. I wonder if I should pee before I go down there.
Yeah, that's an exciting pee place too. Yeah, do it.
Yeah, it might not be a bad idea. I'll do that.
All right, see you down there.
Alrighty. Alright. Ah. Ah. Yeah. Ah, hey.
Hey, look.
So what was that gar hitting down there?
I don't know. It was definitely, I saw a buffalo that was looking kind of sad. That was just kind of...
Oh, yeah?
Along the top.
Really?
Yeah, but
it didn't smell as bad as I thought it was going to smell.
Yeah, not bad.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, it was a snake.
Oh, yeah. Any idea what those guys are throwing?
No.
So, what are you going to start with as far as a fly?
Just like throw out this little nymph.
What do you have a sucker spawn on there right now?
No, it's just a nymph.
What's that pink thing?
Yeah, it was a sucker spawn.
Oh, okay.
A fly that I tied a while ago specifically for the buffalo.
You got one?
Yeah, it's... theoretical, hasn't been used. One of these guys.
Oh, perfect. Are you doing a drop shot idea? Or are you just throwing in with a shot ahead of it?
No point in it. We don't need a drop shot because it's not that heavy right now.
Okay. You're just going tying it on the end?
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right. Yeah, when I was doing my tackle reorganization, I found a Sadie's and the three buggers you showed me in a tie.
Yeah, so. Yeah, they're pretty sad.
Yeah, I'm seeing like lots of like little hits down there.
Yeah.
Cool, and there's, you know, maybe some gar in there to try and take, go after.
Yeah.
Let's see how it works out.
Yeah. Can you tell what these guys are using? They're just using like.
I've not looked.
Huh?
I've not looked.
Oh, okay.
We've got some cut bait.
You can do it over there if you want. I already took that other one off.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
No problem.
Probably just
have y'all caught anything yet?
Yeah, they got some Gasper gear.
Oh, all right.
A little buffalo.
Plenty of sunscreen if you need it.
After 3,
okay.
Minos.
Minos?
I like minos.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. We are at the we're at the spillway, listener. Seeing what we can do. All right. Tying on one of Matthew's buffalo flies. We were down here about a year ago. We were fishing with these, and we caught, man, just buffalo after buffalo. Yeah, right in here.
On those?
Yeah. Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah?
Yep. Yeah. All right, got something.
All right.
Ah!
Wonder if that was a gar.
I don't know. So you see there's like some fish over there that are just kind of hanging out.
Yeah.
Against the shore. Be careful with my head.
All right. Sorry. Yeah.
You want to go over here on the side.
Oh, no.
It's easier to
we'll
cast
do this.
Over the side.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah, look at that.
Yeah.
See, they're all tailing.
Yeah. Maybe they're feeding. Is that buffaloes?
I think it's either buffalo or carp. I can't tell from this distance.
Oh, man. All right, I'm going to cast. Look out.
Yeah, we should go over the
side. Oh, wow.
Yeah, so, you know, just basically, like, hit it on that shore over there, right?
Yeah.
I also have a much smaller...
gar.
A much smaller nymph on the bottom. So I got one of the heavy, the big buffalo ones, and a small one. So...
So I wonder what got rebuilt from Harvey.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe that? I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I can't tell from looking. Right, let me get over there, too.
Absolutely.
Here, I can just do over your shoulder here.
Yeah, I'm down. Go ahead.
I don't even worry about it. You're not even close.
Okay.
Just the I'm just worried about that.
Nice. That was a good cast. I'm a little far out, I bet. Yeah. Hey, you got a hybrid, all right.
Huh. What'd you catch him on? Minnow?
Minnow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, catfish.
All right.
Yeah, we're here. That's what we're here for. Bring you guys luck. Or just to make you guys look good in comparison. Oh, yeah?
That's all live bait y'all are using?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. For sunset? Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Another one.
Any hits?
Nothing yet. We'll try... slightly different spot. And deep water it. Just like a crankbait you're throwing there.
Look at that right next to you.
Yeah, I see him.
Yeah, it's a good. I'm throwing a pet spoon.
Oh, okay. Yeah, where I caught my Gasper goo throwing at those rocks to your right there with a Roadrunner. Just breached. I couldn't tell what it was.
It was a... look at that. There's the little snake that just caught a fish.
He's running right. Look at that.
He's like, I got it. Wait, I got it.
This guy's not going to come over and steal his fish.
He's
going
to try. No, no, he doesn't even see it.
If the fly thing is going to come together. I don't know. I should try another fly before I throw this down.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think the one that I had, like that big one, maybe it's too big. Maybe it should go small. Go super small.
Really?
Yeah, because that's what worked last time. I was just trying to get a bigger one to see if I could get a better grip on their lips.
Sure.
So, I mean, don't just do what I tell you to do.
Oh, yeah. No, I was thinking about a crawfish.
Yeah, crawfish, that's probably a good idea.
Yeah.
Because, like, when I had the hit, I think just now, I think it was on, like, the small nymph I had on.
Okay.
And not on the heavy one. I'm going to go around. See.
All right.
On the other side real quick.
Okay.
Get back.
Where are you going now?
Go around there, sir. See what you can find. Yeah, careful.
Question.
Yeah.
Stripe bass. How do you cheat on stripe bass with the bait lures?
I've never actually caught one of those, you know.
This all said, but this all crappy stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. My friend said that he's got some livers he's going to try. Sometimes they'll eat livers off the bottom like catfish.
Okay.
But I think they take stuff that, like, maybe like a small one to take crappy stuff. Uh-huh. But, yeah, I don't know enough about them.
Okay. Yeah, I thought you might have some sort of experience on it.
Man, I wish
I... with a fly thing.
Yeah. No, I know, like, you know, like trout and anything else you'd catch on a fly rod, but not striped bass. That's, yeah, especially larger ones. I don't know how to do that. Y'all caught some smaller ones earlier, though?
Striped bass, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are doing a good job over here right now.
Son of a bitch.
Ugh. Nothing over there?
Nothing hit. Well, you still haven't caught something, Jamie? Come on.
Huh?
You haven't caught something?
Nah.
Make it happen.
It looks like it's the same gar and the same buffalo I keep surfacing over and over again.
Yeah, probably. It's like a neighborhood. It's the same faces over and over again.
One of the, the buffalo I keep seeing it. I couldn't really tell, but it almost looked like it had been shot.
Yeah, probably.
Man, I've almost drunk that first bottle.
Well, luckily we also got plenty of life-affirming salt in that meal that we had just now.
That's right.
Precious, precious salt. Yeah. I don't know, where are we even if the gar aren't biting?
I know.
Pretty sure I was feeling some knocks with the
the pet. Oh, I just got a hit. Oh, there we go. Ah!
Gotta let it snarl.
I know.
Give it some slack.
Now that could have been the bottom, but no, crap, what the hell was that?
Probably whatever you just hooked up, trying to get a good look at what you were doing.
I don't know, man. I don't know if that was a buffalo or what. If it was a buffalo, I wasn't going to catch him anyway. The big snake found a fish. So he's having a good day.
All right, got one.
All right. Gar?
No, it's a buffalo.
Really?
On a gar fly? Too. Was that?
On a gar fly?
No, guess what I got him on? Guess, you'll never guess. You'll never guess.
I have no idea.
Cypherd minnow.
Shut up, really? Good for you, man.
Yeah, oh, geez, still, he's got some fight in him. Oh, come on, you need to just come out this way.
Oh, good job, dude.
I think I'll bring this one in for Glenn.
Yeah.
I think he's been begging for some to make some Texas Boudin. Well, shoot, this may have just been a foul hook.
Really?
Maybe.
All right. We're thinking about a 3-pounder, 4-pounder?
More than that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man, that's probably about a 4 or 5.
4 or 5? Here, get your thing. Where's your thing?
I do have it. Yeah, it's in the big pocket on my tackle box. It's ready to go, too.
Ready to go to...
Just turn it on and...
Get rid of your lies?
That's right. Turn it on and let's establish Exhibit A. Did you have weight on it or no?
Nope. I just let it... Just let it fall off of the water coming down.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Guess where they all are.
All right, look out.
What are you doing?
What did it say?
Just a sec. Getting the units right here. 5.5 pounds.
Hey, all right.
Yeah. All right. Do I really want to keep it? I always forget just how gross these things are.
Oh yeah.
Oh geez, now I got the weather. Oh, it's coming out. Yeah, I don't know. I'm gonna throw them back.
Chuck them back.
Don't tell Glenn I threw one.
I will
back.
Not. Let me get at least one of these guys to hit. That would be cool. Did he eat it?
I don't think so. I think it got stuck in his nostril.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I saw him like moving towards it, and that's when I struck. And I think he may have just he was investigating it. Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I might need to be getting out of here in a sec. Just so hot.
Oh, I know, man.
I'm losing coordination.
Yeah, I kind of am too. Really has an effect on you, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does.
Yeah, you definitely, like, when you're in this environment, I don't know, I guess you just don't really feel it when you're a little kid. Maybe there's, you know, I don't know, you're more resilient or something, but...
You don't use your brain as much, so you don't notice when it stops working.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, my dad and I had this conversation, and, you know, he was like, I used to get on my bike, you know, and just go exploring when I was a little kid in the summer in North Carolina, and it was super hot.
That's it, I'm done.
Huh?
I'm done.
Said, you know, it was just like super hot. I wouldn't drink a thing all day.
Yeah.
And, you know, I remember, you know, I'd have to find my way back, and I'd be feeling kind of queasy, not really knowing where I was, but, you know, I'd always get back. And
your dad's like, yep, that's when we found you. You were just wandering around. We'd never seen you before, just some kid on a bike.
We told
you that you belonged there, and you believed it. Yeah, I'm going to go up. I'm going to turn on
the... Yeah, let me come up there. I'm coming now.
Yeah, it's like turn on the AC, drink some water.
That sounds excellent. Yeah, see, that's all I got left of this one. Oh, that's fantastic. Try some of that.
I have some of the other one.
Oh my God, it's so cold. Oh, that's great. Oh my God. Man, it is hot down there. Yeah, holy crap. I gotta say, those were really cheap prices for drinks. I got 2 of these and a big thing of water for under $5.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so I say before we put the canoe in the water, We're just gonna lay down in the water for a while.
I think if I can be in this AC a minute, I'll be all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And with any, you know, hopefully it's a little cooler out on the water.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Like a little, some breeze, usual like water.
Whereas, yeah,
action.
Down there, I was hardly feeling a breeze at all.
Oh, look at that. There's like two guys, they're neck deep in fishing. See that? Right out there? Yeah, I can see
Yeah, look at that, yeah. It's the right idea.
Yeah. Hi.
Oh, how you all right?
All right,
Too heavy?
Yeah.
$6 let you go for the past 10.
Okay, past 10?
Yeah.
Okay.
You got a dollar, don't
you? I do.
Maybe 15 back.
All right. Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
Awesome.
Thank you.
All right.
That's a rip-off. You pay the dollar, he got the
money. My good man, you're my financial advisor now. Now, Krugerrands are at an all-time low, but I've got to learn on something called Bitcoin. What shall I do?
Kruger coin.
My prediction? Action's going to be subsurface. I think the only things that are going to work, I think three things have a chance of working.
Republicans.
Huh?
Republicans are going to work. No, I ain't those goddamn Democrats. They don't like working. Sorry, you're going somewhere?
Tiny rattle trap. Some kind of Roadrunner type idea. You know, just like jigging with a white thing.
And real Americans.
And real Americans. And maybe, depending if we could find deep water or deep-ish water, maybe a drop shot.
Whoa. Oh, shit. Woohoo! Whoa, pretty, pretty, pretty.
All right.
Oh, okay.
All right.
All right, so.
That was off a liver?
Yes, yes, it was. It was a single hook. It was like a tiny little circle hook. All right. So. All right. Throw you a liver. Here you go. All right.
Perfect.
So, hello. This is Matthew and Jamie from Austin, Texas. We are fishing in Lake Somerville right now, and I have a channel catfish on the hook. This podcast was recorded at, this is where they say when the podcast was recorded at. Things may have changed by the time you hear it. Keep up with all of NPR's political coverage at npr.org, the NPR One app, and on your local public radio station. Okay, here's the show. Hey, guy. He's not talking. He's quiet. Well, say something. Anyway, yeah. Peacekeeper says, I'll eat him. Take revenge for that hard head who stabbed me.
Channel cat.
Mm-hmm. Channel cat. All right. Yeah. Right. Jeez, that was sudden.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's right. It's been a while since I've been as well.
From the commercial. It's long forgotten. Get it inside you.
I no longer actually have blood. All of my fluid is Gatorade. This is an improvement, I feel. Look at how much performance I get.
That's like Kermit's more roided out cousin. Who's like really into like CrossFit.
Okay, I think I can come out this way, yeah.
Yeah.
Am I looking at the wrong place? Yeah. No, we're good. We're good. So, alright, so where should we go? Should we just like head straight back?
I mean, I don't know. I kinda like, you know.
You kinda wanna stop and get ice cream?
Yeah.
Okay. I kind of figured.
Yeah. Or, I mean, you know, something. It doesn't matter. We could even stop at a Bucky's. It doesn't have to be.
Anything. No. It's like, we can head. I think that it's not particularly out of the way to go to Brenham.
Just right back. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll do that one. Well, we can do it whenever.
You want to do it now? We can do it now.
Here, let me see.
And then the ice cream will just be about us.
All right. Let's see here. All right. There we go. Okay, everybody, this is the 12%. Late summer, deep in the summer. So deep you can't see your way out of the summer edition of Last Cast Podcast. Yeah. That's what it is. It's not Last Podcast on the left. That's something else.
No.
I like.
We can do that show if you want next.
Well, let's do that next. Yeah, yeah. The Last Cast Podcast. Hey, everybody. So that wasn't that bad. I'll just hold it. I'll steady cam it. Yeah. So anyway.
Yeah. So this wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
That
wasn't that bad. I mean, I wish I would have caught more and bigger fish. I did catch two fish, which was good. I wasn't finding the big ones today. Don't know what it was.
I mean, narrowed in, you had the indications, and
I think I did have a gar on just for a minute. Yeah. I mean, I he was running. I mean,
it looked like you had one off.
Yeah. No, I'm pretty sure. No, looking back, I don't think it was just the weight of the fly. I think something was, you know, gumming on it, and then I was so excited to catch something in that incredibly hot environment that I didn't let him run with it, which is that's the skill set you need for catching gar. You got to let him run with it for a minute.
Yeah. If you want to get, just let them tangle the nylon in their teeth. If you just yank it out, like it'll just pop right out of their mouth.
Yeah.
Like a comb through a snarl of hair.
Yeah. You're in like, you know, one of those lesser known, you know, tragic Greek figures. You know, like Tantalus and Sisyphus, and this guy who fishes in the river, you know, and kind of a slew of the river Styx, you know, constantly striking and missing fish for all eternity. But anyway, you got two very nice channel catfish. You caught that buffalo. I had a buffalo on for a minute, got off.
Buffalo on second minnow.
Yeah?
Yeah. You know what I should have done is I should have got more pictures of
Buffalo,
just like the area we were in, because it's like I think people don't understand exactly how kind of epic and strange this area is.
I don't
is.
Think they do either. Yeah,
because it's like giant like government structures.
Yes,
of these like giant earthen dams that are like they're like a part of the landscape.
Yeah,
and then you're like down in like the armpit of that.
Oh yeah,
and it's like surrounded by riprap and like cliffs of really ugly rock. And
then
you got all that kind of like ugly like water just kind of trickling out.
At
the bottom of the dam, and it's like I don't know. Yeah,
you definitely like I find when I'm in extreme environments like that. You know, when it's super, super hot and you're not catching anything and you're just, you know, trying... I tend to get very interior and very focused and just, like, it's almost as if your brain, like, tries to find shade inside of itself to just sort of go away from the harshness of that kind of thing and just go, I'm going to wait till your body gets out of this, and then I'm going to work a little bit more. But, I got to get some shade here for a minute.
Yeah.
That's the best I can describe it, but... and then, you know, adrenaline flows through when you get a big one on and you're really excited and you feel alive for a minute. But, you know, it's a, if that's not happening, it's a very strange and extreme physical state.
Oh, yeah. Well, there was, like, that, like, right at the end, and I was, when I was, like, after those other guys had left because it was too brutal for them.
Oh, yeah. That guy was wearing all black, man.
Yeah. Like, after that, like, after they left, and I was, like, I was, like, tying a fly in my line under the vain hope that I would be able to catch a buffalo with it.
Yeah.
And I realized that I had just sweat just puddling every single sort of part of, like, every square inch of my body.
Yeah, me too.
Sweat.
Yeah.
Just, like, slick with sweat. And I was, like, my hands were shaking so that I couldn't actually put the fly on the line.
I haven't actually seen you really affected by heat like that until today, to be honest.
Yeah,
usually you're fine, but you were just like, I'm not right. I got to get out of here.
Yeah, it was tough.
Yeah.
But, I mean, once we got out onto the lake, which had the wind, which you hate.
Which I hate.
It was a lot better.
I don't know. It was almost like somebody just, like, how can I describe it? It's like that. It's like having an annoying person hanging out with you who constantly taps you on your shoulder to get your attention, and you're like, "Hey, man, just say hey, man, or just like what's up." You don't have to tap me on the shoulder, but they keep doing it. That's what it's like. Do you know what I mean?
No, it's just a wind. It's not trying to get your attention. But I think I may understand. Yeah, right.
It is just like this, like, constant. You know what I think it is? It's this constant psychological presence.
Oh, okay.
You know, of just like, I don't know. I mean, I feel like, we both caught something. I'm really glad you bought livers. I'm not really a liver advocate, but now I'm definitely warming up to them. Just because it's fun to catch fish, and sometimes that's all they want is something to meet.
Since it was catfish, probably should have got, like, that we're targeting, probably should have been
just straight up hot dogs.
Straight up hot dogs. I think we would have been stripped a lot less.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
We probably would have caught like a little fish every time we would have been stripped off otherwise.
Yeah.
But I was hoping that the liver would also bring in a hybrid too.
So for Last Guys Podcast, we're never going home.
Wait, we have to, like...
Oh, crap.
Yeah.
All right, let's scratch that.
Forget that we signed off. You should email us with questions or comments. ask@lastcastpodcast.com. Go ahead, just reach out. Say hi.
Say hello.
Say that you enjoy the show, or you can just tell us the next time we see you at a party, which is probably most of you are going to do that soon.
You may see me at the Sahara Lounge in September, on different weekends. I'm playing a ham benefit for Austin musicians in mid-September.
Not for the meat products?
Not for actually, yeah. I would play for a ham.
I would, yeah.
Yeah, who would? Yeah, I'd take a ham home. Yeah. Well, it was between your mother and a ham, and I took home the ham. Oh, honey, come on, where are you going? There's a dad joke in there somewhere. It's just not a very good one.
Also, listen to This Week in the Multiverse.
Very funny stuff.
We've got we'll have some more episodes out soon that Steve's kids are back at school.
That's right.
He'll be bored.
Yeah.
So we'll be doing more of that.
Yeah.
So that's it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks, guys, for listening. For Last Guys Podcast, we're never going home.
We're never going home. Right. See, that's how it works.
That's how it works.
Yeah, pretty good.
I just hadn't done that in so long.
Oh, yeah, I know. So there's a note, a list of, like, the things we should say, like, written in the glove compartment right there.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
But it's like, you can't read it in dark.
Yeah.
You know, what the heck?
Really,
how often are we actually, like coming back from fishing?
Yeah.
Not in the dark.
Mm-hmm.